Kedushin Shir Yud Radosha Shiva Yud Gimel Teves Etoshin Mem He, January 6, 1985, on Sunday.
Lector Gimore Vov Omdalet. After the first two doubts, Ton Rabon Harei Atishti Harei Atarusosi Harei Atruyoli Mikudeshis. It's a Russian Dushan. Because Dushan is a key and Nisar that the Baal has in the issue. Harei Atchodi, Harei Atchushusi, Harei Atchukovi, Mikudeshis. So the bride says, mentioned certain Lishin that Lishin is separately, and the other Lishin is separate. Why doesn't the Brisa mention all the Rishenes at once together? Yulisnei Kule Kehode, Tone Tlat Lachman Minovigasi. Now, each series of three expressions separately the Tane heard from his Rebbein. So, Mele, that's the reason as to why he said. Now, the Loshin is, Isnayek Yehoda Lomu Mishni Mekudeshes Mekudeshes Chrei Zimne. Chrei Zimne. So, the reason is because Tlat Rat Shaminu, this Tane heard from his Rabbein Sol. First he heard the Memre, Harei Atishti, Harei Atavisosi, Harei Atchumuli, and then he heard Harei Atchumi, Harei Atbeshusi, Hareyat Skukoli, Mikudeshis. He heard it separate times. And the Mishnah says, Chayevodom Lema Velshin Rabbe, Sonimele is Garsinu. He memorized it. Bilishain Rabbe. Darab Shalei Diskin mentioned it with regard to other things. Now, the Mishnah in Rokame, Uche, Shihizik Chava Mazik. So the Gemara has the Kashe. Shihizik Chayava Mazik. What Chav? So the Gemara gives the Teretz. Hai Tane Tane Di Yerushalme. The Tone Mishnah Kuhir. So the question of the Shalit Diskin has the Kashe. Alright. This Tane is a Tane Di Yerushalme. But Rabin HaKodesh is not a Tane Di Yerushalme. So how is it that he used a strange lashon, Mishnah Kula, a strange lashon? So Shalei Diskin says because Chayav Odom Lema B'Shem Rabbe. So Rabbeinu HaKodesh heard that halacha from Tana Yerushalmi, and that Tana Yerushalmi had his own twisted expression, peculiar expression. So the Mele, Rabbeinu HaKodesh had to use the same expression. And Shalei Diskin also says, in regard to Gimore in Borokame, Sheyer Shel Chereshetim Kotun, Rabbi Yaakov is Chayav. So, the Gemara says, why is Rabbi Yaakov Chayav? But it means that Rabbi Yaakov is Chayav. Rabbi Yaakov is Chayav. So again, the question is, Rabbeinu HaKodesh had to say, Rabbi Yaakov Chayav? He could have said, Rabbi Yaakov is Chayav. The answer is, Rabbeinu HaKodesh heard it from his Rebbe. Rabbi Yaakov Chayav. For some reason, he said Rabbi Yaakov Chayav. For some reason, you know, in the course of the discussion, he said Rabbi Yaakov Chayav. He meant Rabbi Yaakov says he is Chayav. Rabbi Yaakov Eimar is Chayav. But the Rebbe said Rabbi Yaakov Chayav for some reason. So Mele, Rabbeinu HaKodesh had to use the same expression. So here too, that's why the Gemara says, tane tla tlachma in obligasino. Because chaye volum lima in shim rabbi. Alright. In boyalu, new chedesli, mal, suppose he says hareyat new chedesli. Hareyat new chedesli mal, it's rossi mal, nebdosi mal, atsurosi mal, salosi mal, sgorosi mal, tachti mal, tfusosi mal, likuchosi mal. All these expressions, do these expressions have the connotation of Dushan, or they do not have the connotation of Dushan? So the Gemara says, Sheik Miyachot. One of the expressions, Gemara has that by in regard to many expressions, but in regard to one we can be patient. Itanye, Oimer Likuchosi, Harezin Kodeshis, Mishum Shenema, Kiyikach, Isha. So Mele, that means that being Mikadish and Isha is considered Chichat. So Mele, the Mishpat Aloshim, Chicho is a Loshim Mishpat. In the Mishpat Aloshim, Chicho is a Loshim Mishpat. Alright, Rashi. Miuchedes. Loshin the Hoyu Liboso Echot. I mean, this Rashi is very important because without Loshin the Hoyu Liboso Echot. Now, when we say Yichud, the expression Yichud. So, what does Yichud mean? Yichud means have rights together. If the husband and the chosin and the kala, you know, right after the chuppah, you know, right after the kedushin, they go into the room and they have yichud. They have privacy together. They are all by themselves in one room. No one else being in the same room. So one thinks that the expression yichud means privacy. It's true that the expression yichud means privacy. But this is a derivative meaning, privacy. The essential meaning of Yichud, Rashi says, means when two individuals are considered legally as one person. One person. So this is what Rashi says. Miyuchedes loshin v'hoyo l'bosor echot. So it's true that Yichud means that privacy. Now one can have Yichud with an ishishish, with an elbow, and we still use the same expression. But that kind of yichud privacy is sinful, because what kind of privacy is not sinful? That's the privacy of a man and a woman who are considered one. So that kind of privacy is not sinful, on the contrary, it's a sublime experience. But if they're not one, if they're not married to each other, so it's not a sublime experience. So that's a sinful experience. So the original, essential meaning of Yichud is not privacy. Privacy is a derivative meaning. But the original meaning of Yichud means one, being one. And since the proper way to have privacy for men and women is only if the men and women are one, so Mele, we use that expression Yichud in respect to privacy. But that's a very important Rashi. Miyuchedes loshin v'hoyu liboso echot. Miyuchedes loshin asher lo yuado shehu loshin dushin bi'omo havriya. Es rossi negdosi loshin eseloi eizaki negdei. Tu rossi Loshin Valizgia Bosa Tachteno. Atsurosi. Now here, in connection with Atsurosi, so it's not so simple. So why should Atsurosi be Loshin? The other expressions we understand, because the wife is supposed to be an Ilakanei. So Atsurosi could be a Loshin. But Atsurosi, what does Atsurosi mean? Atseres. Atseres Riyat also means to be retained. Atseres Tielochem. In other words, so the Nefoshim, HaTorah, explain it. It means, Rashi, Ram, Atseres Dimashmi, Atseres Tielochem. As the Ramban says, you should be Atsurim, you should be retained in the Bisaknesses or Tfilo, you know, for Aveda. I mean, so it really means to withhold, to retain. So why should that be Loshin Bush? If the original meaning of Atzerotzi is to be retained, so he says, that's the question. So Rashi says, Momcha, Loshin Atzeres, Sheitin Sefes in the vice. Because the wife is supposed to be kept with the husband in the same house all the time. Atzur of Abayis, V'rabeis hayomru, Loshin ki isho, Atzur of Lono. So, Atzur of Lono, so, Lonehire, because there it means just the opposite. Withheld from us, Lonehire, Dahi Atzur of Lonehire, Koma, והחינוח אמר לדוד ונשמור הנאורים אך מישו ודוד עד עליהם מישו עצור עולמו והיננו תארים והיננו תארים. So, in other words, he could not become Tomei because as Isho עצור עולמו without from us. Alright, now Tesis says Tesis is the Yashuv Bebushat. Now I see Tesis. Atzorosi Ma'al, Pirat Nitresh Moshin Atzeres, Shein Neset Asim in the Bais. Yirabe Yisai, Before Shein Loshin Kiyishu Atzur Obama. Yilu Yire, Yavi Atzur Omenu Koma, Vachinela Choma Olidobi, Nishmu Anori, Ach Yisho, ודוד עד על אישו עצור עולמו, והנה נותאר עד כמה שם. ואין יחשב אישו לקרוא, כי פירוש מבצע. דורך הפירוש, כי אישו שאויסו אצלנו, מתמלו שום שם כמו זה. אבל עכשיו אנחנו תאר, וניחה, תכל אילו הלשמיס, תכל אילו הלשמיס, הסתה, Lishna Vikor. Right. So the mother wasn't patient. The expressions, except the expression of Chosra. The other expressions, the Gemara wasn't patient. Iboyalu, Chavufosima. So you see, in respect to these expressions, Gemara had won a buy. But in respect to Chavufosi, Gemara had a separate buy. Because Chavufosi is unique, in other words, there are special reasons as to why Harufosi could be Loshin Dushun, could not have Loshin Dushun. They do not apply to the other expressions of Miyuchedes, Miyuedes, Etzrosi, Skunebdosi, Atzrosi, Tzalosi, and so on. Skurosi, Tachi, Tusosi, Mikuchosi. That's why the Gemara mentioned Harufosi in a separate part, because that has nothing to do with the Shaila of the other expressions. Toshma. So right now the Gemara is discussing the Bayat Harufasi, not the other expressions. The Tanya Roime Harufasi Mikudeshes. Shechem Yehude Kirin Learuso Harufo. So there is a price in the Fugashis that if a person says to a woman, Hariyat Harufosi, so she is Mikudeshis. Why? Because Bihude, they call him white, and Arusa, they call Haruf. So the woman has the Kashet. Bihude have Kubit Almet, Kashet and the price. In other words, if the Braise mentioned the Pasuk in the Torah, which implies that Harufa has the connotation of Dushin or right, so maybe it's Rosh Dushin. Here we just say, in Yehuda they call that way. So it's like a certain language. Let's say, somebody comes in Israel in English. Yeah, you are married unto me. You are hereby married unto me. Trothed unto me. So it's good. So if Yehude, they use that expression for Dushin. So it's like in Mikadish in English, in French, in Spanish. So it's only Yehude. But in another place where they don't have that expression. So it's not like a Russian of Dushin. Yehude have Kubit Aube, Hochema. Ve'imei harufosi mikudeshes shenema v'hi shifon echepes lish. So right now the Gemara is introducing a new expression in the Braise. In the text of the Braise it's not mentioned. The Gemara is introducing a new expression in the Braise. The Braise is saying, the Braise mentions two reasons. One reason is because the Torah says so right now, as Rashi explains it, Rashi doesn't explain it, because the Gemara is applying the Braise right now. The Gemara is applying the Braise a little bit Ravachi, because in Miseches Krisis, it's also mentioned in Gittin. In Miseches Krisis, there is a machlokes between Ravachi and Rabbi Shmua. Now there is a parsha of Shifra Haruf on the Torah. In Gdeshi, what's the parsha of Shifra Haruf? If somebody is Mizane with the Shifra Haruf, so then the Torah says, Tzivitawa. In other words, that she gets Marcus, the Kiras Dia, and the bear brings a car, whether he's Bobby Maisie or he's Bobby Shady. That's a unique halacha, because like this, if you've called his only shaya when somebody does a certain avere, be shady. But when he does it in Maisie, there is no chiyuv call. And here, the same call applies to Maisie and to Shady. So that's unique in one sense. And then it's unique halacha in another sense. Because no bias asures, the Baal and the Niveles are higher the same age. If it's higher love, so the Baal is higher love, if the Niveles is higher love. If it's higher literacy, the Baal is higher course, and the Niveles is higher risk course. If it's few pieces, basically. So the Baal is higher, Mrs. Besdin, and the Niveles. Here, the Baal is highly called, and the Niveles is higher as well. Again, it's a unique halacha. Only with Gabi Shikhari, if somebody is Mizani or Shikhari, what does Shikhari mean? So there's machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says, Shifra Harufo means Chetzio Shifra V'chetzio Baschei Hamureses Le'eliv. Why do Rabbi Akiva mention it? Well, different meaning, whether she's a professor derivatively or she's a professor in another Jew. What is derivatively? Has the same status. Is a regular Jew, but he's a derivatively. I mean, he has the same status. It's not by the money, who has a special status. Derivatively is a Jew like any other Jew, but he's an Eret. So why does he say, I'm Gosser and Divri? It doesn't mean Darkin. Hamogesis. To a Jew was Mikadi Shechetze Shif for the Chetze Basra. But Rakibi wants to mention an example of Heta. Or to Bushi Askino. Because a regular Jew who is not an Eret Divri is not allowed to marry a Chetze Shif for a Chetze Basra. Because of the self and Yeshiva. But in the Divri, so the halacha is that the Odin has the right to be naysayer, the Eved Divri Yeshiva Knights. So if he has a right to be naysayer, and the Eved Divri can marry her, so he certainly has the right to be naysayer, the Chetze Yeshiva, the Chetze Basri, also to an Eved Divri. That's why Rabbi Akiva mentions Eved Divri. But it doesn't mean that Eved Divri. Chet Yashif from the Chet Shepasperi, Hamoreses Li Yisrael. Hamoreses Li Yisrael. That's Rabbi Akiva. And then the Shmuel says, no. Shif Harufo means a regular Shif of Nainis. Hamoreses Li Yisrael. Hamoreses Li Yisrael. Now, if we say that it means Mureses, so then there could be Dushin. Of course, the Dushin is only Tapis in the Chetze Basrei, in the Chetze Shifo, so Dushin is not Tapis. But if it means, as Rabbi Shmuel says, a regular Shifo of Nainis, Hamuchedes Levedivri, Hamuchedes Levedivri, so then, it means, it doesn't mean Dushin. Because how could Eved Divri have a keen Dushin in the Shif of Nines? There is a loche that Dushin is not Tefes in the Shif of Nines. Shvu lochem prima chameh, imadim lochameh, that's a Gemara in Dushin. I think it's a Chamaches. So then, it's not Dushin. So Rashi and Tesis, they say, right now when the Gemara is applying the price, is introducing an expression in the price, a new expression that does not appear in the text of the price. Then it's introducing a new expression, or even how forcing Kodeshes, Shenema Vishifo Nechrefes Liish. So the Gemara is applying the price al libe de Rav Akiva. According to Rav Akiva, the Shifo Nechefes Liish means what? Shifo Nechefes Liish means that she is Mureses Leved Ivri. Mureses Li Yisrael. So Mele Nechefes means Nikudeshes. So in the Mishpat Aloshi, Harufosi becomes a Loshin Dush. And then the Braise, what the Braise mentions, Shechem Yehude. So it's true the Gemara is introducing another expression, the Braise, but the Gemara is not negating, is not erasing the expression that is mentioned in the text. So that the Braise mentions an additional reason. Yehuda came to Abu Zechariah. So the Gemara says, Yehuda really called. It doesn't make sense. If there is a raya from the posseh, so why? So that would be a good reason as to why Harufosi should be Loshen Dushin in every place in the world. Not that in Yehuda. Yehuda in Gomel, in Bobel, in Europe, in Africa, in Australia. In every part of the world. So, Mashen came, the reason as to why Yehuda, that would only explain as to why it's a Loshen Dushin Yehuda. So Yehuda really caught a lot of them. So Gemara is chizeya from the new expression in the price. And the Gemara says, no, the price doesn't say, but the price is to be read the way it appears in the text of the price. Hoyne harufosi bi Yehuda mikudeshes shechem bi Yehuda kein lahus harufosi shechem bi Yehuda kein lahus harufosi. Another Rashi. Yehuda v'hi l'kho. V'chi ha-mikro tzolch siyua m'minek shev Yehuda. Shechim v'Yehuda. So the Gemara originally put in a new expression in the price. But then the Maskone, the Gemara is chizer from the new expression in the price. And the price has to be read the way it appears in the text of the price. Shechem b'Yehuda. Avon mikro lekel nilav. So then the price is saying that harufosi is only loshen dush b'Yehuda, because Yehuda happens to be an expression of dush. But let's say in Golil, in any other place, it's not a loshen dush. But the question arises, why shouldn't it be a Lashon Dush in every place in the world? Because of the posik of Shifo Nechavis Leish. So Rashi says, and Tesek says the same thing. That depends upon the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Avon Kolekal Nera. Because the price, originally the Havani of Gemara was that the price called with the view of Rabbi Akiva. Some Mele, the Gemara said that the price is saying that Harufosi is a Lashon Dush in every place in the world because of the Pasuk. Now the Gemara is saying the price represents the view of Rabbi Shmuel. So that's why the price says that only in Yehuda it is a Lashon Dush. But let's say in Golio, in every other place, it's not a Lashon Dush. Mashiach, according to Rabbi Akiva, it would be a Lashon Dush in every place of the world. Avon kolekal neilav. Dahu yichud bi'almeh. Sha'arim shifotnayim isakosuk mudabir. She'im tushim tutim simbo. Umikorek. When the Gemara at first in Havamneh said that the price is saying lo'im ha'arufosim kodeshes shenema ha'arushifon chafes l'ish. So then the Gemara in Havamneh assumed that the price called to the view of Rav Akiva. And the Torah had the salt of Aitik, and when the Roma, the Yidun, the Chetz Yoshif, or the Chetz of Aschiri, the Kos of Medaber, the Shaykh and Bo, Sad Dush. Now, let's take this and say it. We saw about the Kro Mairo, the Chetz Yoshif, or the Chetz of Aschiri, Hamureses, Lebedivri, וכמן דומה והשליח דקדוש של טיפסים שכן ביהודה קרן לערוס או חרופה ודקה ביהודה אבל ביעל מלוי דקוסובה דבשיחות ניני סקוס מדבר שאין דקדוש של טיפסים. Now, I want to discuss it with Rishen, but I want to finish up to the Gemara, to Gufe. Because in case, you know, it comes late, so we'll have covered the Gemara after the end of this particular subject. Right. So Gemara is the kasha, you might ask him. Now, how does Rashi explain it? Maya skin on Bahana Krishna on Boyle. He have a Dushmu alone. So what do you mean Hanach Krishna? Now, Gemara, from Rashi's, that's Rashi's sheet. That when the Gemara says Maya skin on, the Gemara does not take reference to Harufosi. Because Rashi says Bahana Krishna. through the various Lishenis. Which Lishenis? The Lishenis, the controversial Lishenis. Yuchedes, Yedes, Zrosi, Nekdosi, Atzurosi, Tzawosi, Zgurosi. Zgurosi. The Tachti, Fusosi, Ulikrosi was Nifitore. Alright. So, in other words, these will call these Lishenis controversial. They're controversial because it's told in the Shaila whether it is a Loshen Kedushin or not. So, from Rashi it's mashma that when the Gemara says the Maya Skinon, the Gemara has reference to these controversial expressions. Like Yechedes, Miedes, and so on. Hanach Mishneh, Yechum Boyer, Yehav Yudushin Ulai. Hey, Yechedah. Ilay me Mishay mi daber mu al iski gito du shel mi yoda mai kamala. If, let's say, he wasn't discussing with her Yudushin, but only suddenly comes over to her and he says, Hareyat, Yechedson. All of a sudden, he wasn't discussing. It's not that, you know, he was discussing. He said, I want to marry you, and so on. Did you agree? And she said, yes, all right, I agree. And then he said, Hariat Yechedson. But all of a sudden, he comes over, he puts it a bath on her hand, and he says, Hariat Yechedson. Such a case. So how could she do the dashes? How could you do with dishes? So, Minoyade, how could she be expected to know that he means to be Mikadish? So, in other words, from Rashi's Loshnik's Mashma, and then the Rashbo mentions a Machlekes two special, his own Shite and the Shite of the Balayim. Now, the Shita of the Balei Tor is like Rashi Shita, except that the Balei Tor says it explicitly, and Rashi does not say it explicitly. But from Rashi's Rosh Mitzmashma, B'maya Skinon, B'hanach Mishne B'kom Yiboyer. So it's Mashma, that when does the Gemara say, if he's not the Dabir Mualiski Gito Yishel, now the question is it a shell? So then she certainly should not be Mekudeshes, because we know you're there. Only if he uses a controversial, a doubtful expression, like Mechadesli, the Mora itself doesn't know whether it has the connotation of Mishu. But suppose he uses the Loshon Ariyat Ishti, so then, even though he comes to her all of a sudden, and he says Ariyat Ishti, so, and she's masking, she says, all right, so then he's Lubedeshes. If she's masking, she's Lubedeshes. Why? Because if it is a Loshon that is Bobo in Loshon of Kedushin, like Hariyat Ishti, so Mele, we cannot say Minoyode. What do you mean, Minoyode? He said, Hariyat Ishti, you're my wife. I mean, the same thing is Hariyat Shami, Hariyat Beshusi. So then the Gemore doesn't say it, Minoyode. That's the Shita of Balito, and that's Mashma. Rashi, because Rashi says, "B'maya skinon b'hanach nishne dekum boyelo." If Rashi Shite had been like the Rashbo Shite, who is chelik on the Balito, why do we say "b'hanach nishne dekum boyelo"? Whether boyelo or not boyelo is not important. It applies to all the other Shites also. Also, Rashi Shite is like Balito. violon, die hat ein bisschen Leute. Heche dort. Ibi schein die Sabe, die mo keine Ruhe, aber es gibt duschen, die kein Behanoch, wie schnell die Gerische, schlo im Dabe, die mo alles gibt. The question is, now. So, wie schnell, if, Rashi schittet, na, der Rashi ist recht. And the Rashi says, that when the Gemara says, you know yade, Klima, a few a have a hanach nishno wa shim dush nechem mikache, hol yoda mai koma lo, she tischat le ischal shlai. And even if she says, all right, she doesn't mean anything, but maybe she thinks, all right, let's say you want to give me something, a gift, why not? I'm always ready to accept the ring. Why not? What's wrong with it? I mean, so, if Rashi Shite had been, so the Rashi Shite is that the Gemara's Kashe of Bnei Yade applies to all the Shemis, not only to the controversial expressions, but even the expressions like Hariyat Shomi, Hariyat Neshusi, Hariyat Skukoli, and so on. I did not mention Hariyat Ishi. Why? Because the Rashi for himself, he concedes, he makes a certain concession to the Rashi. Let's say, if he says, Hareyat Mekudeshesli, while these expressions are lost in Dushin, Hareyatishki, Hareyat Anusosi, Hareyat Yuyomi, and so on, they are lost in Dushin, Hareyat Shomi, Hareyat Meshusi, Hareyat Tzutami, but there is a difference. What is the usual, the universal expression that is used whenever a chosin is in Kaddish Dikawa? What expression does he use? He uses Hareyat Mekudeshesli, Mekabazor, Kibas Meshesli, and so on. So Mele, the Hashbun is made it. If he uses the expression that is universally used, so then we cannot say Noyade. Noyade. But she's not deaf. So she hears what he says. The Hashbun is only Chilik and Bolito in connection with an expression that Al-Pidin is an expression of Dushi. But it's not universally used. So Mele, why should we assume that this woman is such a Lamdonis? She knows every Gemara in Dushin. There's a Gemara in Dushin that more that Hariyat Meshusi, Hariyat Kukali. So is Loshin Dushin. So we can presume that the woman knows. I mean, what it means. Mashein came. So that's why the Rashbo is chilik and the balik. But in respect to Mekudeshesli, which is universally used, and then the Rashbo is made it, that the Gemara couldn't say Minayad, because she is certainly Yad. So the machleket between the Rashbo and the Balikituo is in respect to expressions that the Gemara says are valid expressions of Dushi, but they're not universally used by Mikachi. So, according to Rashi, even if he is not Midaba Limu Aliski Dushi, so it's still a good Kushin, and according to that's the Balei too, and that's according to Rashi too. And according to the Rashbo or not? Now, but the question is this. The Gemara says, Ilein Mishen Midaber Limu Al Iskidito Yushel No Yade. Why does the Gemara say Iskidito? Who is talking here about him? Here the Gemara doesn't talk about him. So Bishleime is the Gemara. If the Gemara has reference to all the Shemes, and the Gemara here, further, the Gemara mentions certain expressions that are Loshon of Derech, and certain expressions that are not Loshon of Derech, so you can understand. But Rashi Shite is that the Gemara's Kashe is directed only against the controversial expressions. So Gemara has an abaya in respect to certain expressions where they are lashon kedushin, but the Gemara does not have an abaya whether the certain expressions are lashon derech. So why would Rashi say v'chin v'derech according to Rashi? So if Rashi didn't say anything, we could say that Gito is a gavkore. But Rashi says here v'chin b'hanach v'chin v'derech. So one of the Rishayim, I don't remember who, one of the Rishayim says that it means maybe it's the Ram, that because the Gemara in Amgarish has an abaya in respect to certain expressions, whether it's a Loshen Gereshin or it's not a Loshen Gereshin. Now here, the Gemara says, Gimnosan Gito, Gnomalo, Hariat Mishulachas, Hariat Mishulachas, Hariat Mishulachas, Hariat Mishulachas, Hariat Mishulachas. But in Amgarish, the Gemara has an abaya in respect to certain expressions. I think, Hariat Mishulachas, whether it's a Russian Yiddish or not. So, one of the Rishayim, I think it's the Ram, says that when Rashi says, what do you mean Hanach Mishan Yiresh? Rashi couldn't mean the Loshin of Yiresh of Mishu, Hareat Mishlachas, Hareat Mishlachas, and that's Golem. Because according to Rashi, this is not a controversial expression. And in regard to non-controversial expressions, so Rashi is that we do not say, the Gemara doesn't say, we know Yad. But Rashi means the expressions that the Gemara in Amgarish didn't ask. Okay. Oh, so the Gemara's question is, you might ask him, Ilein, Bishin Dabar Imali Sibitim Yushel, Nuyodem Aikom Alo, Velodim Dabar Imali Sibitim Yushel, but that when Gemara has the abaya miyechedes limau, miyechedes limau, esrosimau, nekdosimau, atzrosimau, and so on. So Gemara has referenced the abaya. Gemara has referenced the case where he was midaber al iskidushin. He was midaber al iskidushin. So then, what kind of abaya is that? So he doesn't have to say anything. According to the case, he doesn't have to say anything. He just has to give it a pass. And if it's midaber imal iskidushin, so the case he says, afal pishalun pirish, so it's mekudeshes. So why should the expression of miyachedesli be gorua and no expression altogether? So he doesn't have to say any expression, even if he's silent. So certainly, that's what the Gemara asks. If he says, Hareyat Miuchedes Liyariyat Miuchedes Liyariyat Yisrosi, so she should be Mekadeshes. So the Gemara says, Am Leilom Dindaberimom. Take طيب. So Yuma says, no, not the way you assume, Maksha. The thief, without saying anything, is Upadeshas. So certainly, if he uses an expression that is not in itself in Moshe Yudush, should Upadeshas? No. There is a possibility. The thief, he doesn't say anything, okay. So then, she is Upadeshas. Because the fact that Sasukim is Indian, but the amire, the indication, the amire that he is giving her the tabal to the Zdushin, that in itself is an essential element in the Dushin. Essential in the Dushin. So, it doesn't have to be an amire with the lips, it can be an amire with the fingers. So, when he puts the tabas and the circumstances that indicate that he is indicating to her, he is giving her the Tabal B'Teres Dushin, so it's like saying Ariat B'Teres. That's only if he doesn't say anything. So then it's like saying, but if he does say, and the expression is not an expression of Dushin, if the expression has the connotation of something else, then it's worse. So then the Amire, one of the elements of Dushin, is lacking. Now, let's turn to the house. Very long time. But in order to understand the mind, you have to have the knowing. I'm sorry that I didn't tell you that everyone had the knowing. But as far as the other expressions, so they remain controversial. Doubt. Maybe not. I should say doubt, not controversial. Controversial means there is a machlokes here, there is no machlokes. It's a subject, it's a doubt. Doubtful expression. We got sinon su, iboyalu, harufosi mau, toshma. אבל בשום כן ישראל יכול גם תחסיד אישי פה נחפש לי איש כוסף רשי זהו בסביר עלי in other words according to the Hava Mir Gimore the price it holds like the Mandoma כי Mandoma בישי פה כמעין יש כוסף נדבר ותעשו בגדוש למסכונת of the Gemara is that the price accords with Rabbi Shmuel. Umikore, but the Havamir and the Gemara try to put in a new expression in the text of the price. Umikore, the Maisa and Mikro, Sobo, the Kravaki, the Yoma, Chatzishifo, the Chatzipasrin, the Kosmi, the Abbey, the Afil, the Mandoma, also the Pirikashi, the Yardin, the Tafsu, the Bishop, the Fall, כי דעה שכל לא שכר ופה בני נישס ונחרפס היינו ידס ויסגה בשפרו נחרפס מת ידס I think there is a good thing there נחרפס היינו מורסס ויסג because ידס wouldn't make sense here נחרפס היינו מורסס ויסגה בשפרו חד שבסחירי so he says or I'm sorry, Dinachepes heine miyuchedes. I'm sorry. Here it's Toiseika. Dinachepes heine miyuchedes. Veise gabi shifro. Chetze basherin. Deafo gabi letafsko dushin. Shaykhe bo mitzatcheu shifro. Ki koma ahare atravufosi. Umichadu mishin dushin mihan. Now this is a bit chilish. It's not like Rashi Shifro. Rashi Shifro from Rashi it's mashma. That in Yehudah, of course, that goes without. In Yehudah, it's a it's a special expression. So that's a special language, like being Kaddish in English and Spanish. In Yehuda, they call a wife Chalufas. So there it goes without saying she's precious. But in places other than Yehuda. So the more he says, so the more he's, the price he's saying, the call it must be more, she's not precious. Because Chalufas is not a Russian issue. Why? Because the price he holds like a Mishmuel. I saw like a Mishmuel that Chip Harufo is not Mikudeshis, relatively. But Mikudeshis, now, in the Gemara in Gittin, that's why it's important for you to have it in your Gittin. There is Machlekes Amoroi, you see. There is a Machlekes Amoroi in the pieces between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmoel. Rabbi Akiva says that Shikha Harufo means Hetzer Shikha or Hetzer Vasfeil Hamores Israel, and Rabbi Yishmoel says it means a regular Shikha Knaimis Ham Yuchel Israel. But there is a Machlekes Amoraim in respect to Rabbi Akiva. One Amira says that when Rabbi Akiva says no reses, he means real eres, v'dush, chetze shit from chetze baschirin, ham kudeshes levin. So that means, according to Rabbi Akiva, v'dush is tapes in chetze shit from chetze baschirin. Another Amira says, no, in view of the fact that a Kaddish Chotzi Isho is even Kaddishes. Because the Torah says, Ki Yikach Ish Isho, Isho Bore Chotzi Isho. So in Bela, Chetze Shifo, Chetze Pascherim, the Chetze Shifo certainly could not become Kaddishes. She is a Shifo. So in Bela, Kedushin could not be Tepes in the Chetze Pascherim either. But why does Rabbi Akiva say that Shifcha Rufo means Chetzer Shifo, Chetzer Vasherim, Hamoreses Levitim? Moreses doesn't mean that in Moreses. Moreses means Miuchedes. So, isn't it the same thing that Rabbi Shmuel says? But, there's a big difference. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Shifcha Rufo means a regular Shifo Knaimis, who is Miuchedes Levitim. And according to Rabbi Akiva, Shifcha Rufo means not a regular Shifo Knaimis, but a Chetzer Shifo, the Chetzer Vascheri, Ham Yuchedes Levitim. But if somebody will be Mizanen with a regular Shifo Knaimis, Ham Yuchedes Levitim, then he's not Chayim Kol. Only if the Odin was Miyachim, was Mesir, a Chetzer Shifo, the Chetzer Vascheri today, to the activity. Then, if somebody is misunderstood with her, so is Chayim Kol, and she is Chayeves Malkis. But if he was Miyachelit, a regular Shifo to the activity, and then somebody was misunderstood her, there is no Kol. So the Baal is not Chayim Kol, and the Nivellis is not Chayim Malkis, and so on. That's what woman does. So in other words, there is a machlekes amoraim, alibi de Rabbi Akiva. Alibi de Rabbi Shmuel, Shifcha Rufo means a regular Shifcha Knaimis and Mechazim. So of course it could be Yidushin. But alibi de Rabbi Akiva says Mureses, what does Mureses mean? What Rabbi Akiva says Mureses? Does it mean regular Eres? No, it just means Yuchetes. So what's in the community between Rabbi Akiva and Shmuel? According to Rabbi Shmuel, even a regular Shifo Knaimis, Ham Yuchedes Levitim, is a Shifcha Rufo. And if somebody is Mizan, is Chayim Kol, which is Chayeves. According to Rabbi Akiva, if a regular Shifo Knaimis is Yuchedes Levitim, somebody is Mizan with her. So she is not Chayeves Mokis, and he is not Chayim Kol, but only חץ של שיפחון וחץ של פסחילי המיוחדס לרגע. So now he's saying, now, from Rashi Slosh, it's Mashma. From Rashi and Thesis, it's Mashma. It's almost before Rashi. That, when can we say, according to which Manoma can we say that Oina Harufos is Mekadeshes in any place in the world, only according to Manoma that Alibed Rabakive, so Mureses means Mureses Mamesh, so that is Rosh Yudushin, but according to the Amere who says that Rabakive, when he says Mureses, he doesn't mean Mureses Mamesh. He means Mureses, but the nafkemine between him and Rabbi Shmuel is whether any shifatnai is mircheres, there is a chilkom, or dafke, as Rabbi Akiva says, dafke chetze shifro v'chetze paschelim, ham mircheres levedim, chetze levedim. So then according to that amir, so harufos is not a losh mish, because shif harufo is not even kodesh is levedim, she's only mircheres. So what difference does it make? Whether it means a regular shifatnai is used in Yechedes, relatively, or a chet yashif or a chet yabaschel is used in Yechedes. As long as there is no gdusha in her, so it's not a losh gdusha. It's not a losh gdusha. It's a losh only of Yechud, not of gdusha, of Yechedes. That's what Rashi and Thesis, what the Ran is saying. The Ran says, Ali Bedi Rabbi Yishmael, the chief of Harufo in the Torah, means the regular chief of Tainis. Ham Yuchedis Rabbi Yishmael. And it goes without saying that by chief of Tainis, not only isn't there, not only is the chief of Tainis Mufkas of Tush, but Yishif HaKnaimis is Mufkas of Kinyanishis. Because there is a basic distinction between the Hafkoaz Dushin by Goye and Hafkoaz Dushin by Yishif. A Goye Dushin is Matibus. The Lord Dushin learns it out from the Pasuk, which is Chatm by him. Nusie Borahem Abayim. It's a good English. So Dushin is not famous. But there is a loche of Kiyanishet by Dnech, Vihi Bulas Ba. And Eish Shish is one of the Arayas on which Dnech is Musa. And Tesis in Dushin says, that even if it is soil, even if the Israel is Mizane with the nation's Meneach, he's not hired Mise, because, especially to the Sakosu, Isha Shalina Peshisha Sreyu, Prat Reisha Sachel. So the two of Mise, but there is an Israel of Ishishish, besides the Israel of Nochis. In other words, if the Israel is born in Nochis, even in Pnuyo, he's able to Israel of Israel of Bala Nochis. But if the Israel is Mizane with a married Gentile woman, he's able to Nisar of Shishish, not the Nisar of Hosina of the common days of Shishish. But the Nisar of the Dobak Nish, the late Nishis Havere, that is mentioned in Nishis. So in the Neach, Hezekiah Nishis in Israel. The Horaye, that if Israel is born now, besides the Israel of Boala Anochis, is even an Israel of Kishish, and if another Neach is Mizane, it's Zayim Mizan. It's one of the Zayim Mizan Neach. So he has a Kiyanishis. Mashinki, so the Aloche of Mrs. Chatman only implies that by Goye there is no Kiyanishis. But there is no Kiyanishis. If the Israel of Goyim with Kaddish Goye, Dushin is not famous. But if a Goyim will marry a Goye, so she becomes a Kuyotain. She becomes an Ishishish. But it's not the kiyanishas of Dushi, it's a kiyanishas, not a kiyanishas, of Gula's Baal, of Gula's Baal. The kiyanishas of Gula's Baal. So, Mashenkin by Shifo, the business why by Shifo, Dushi is not a because of the Zakosu, of Shuach and Pei Mahameya, Imadim Lachameya, so that's not only a koye of kiyanishas. It's a koye of kiyanishas. A Shifo is not konu, cannot become, a man cannot have a kiyanishas. So Mele, even when the Odni is Meisera, a Shifo Knainis to the Divri, then it's Betagomo. But a Kiyanishas he doesn't have. If somebody will be Muzani with her, he will not be able to Yisera, or be Dovah Bishni with the Nishas Chaveh. If somebody is Muzani with the Nishas Nochri, he goye, he married Gentile woman, according to Teisves, in Dushin, he's able to Yisera of Vidovak Bishni with the Chaveh. I just want to show you where Teisves says. But the shit is that Lysinov is not even. But the Ravon says that is in labor the love of Lysinov also. The mute of Hashemina Peshi Israel is only a mute of Mise, but the love of Lysinov is a Mashenke. According to Teisves, it's not Lysinov, it's a separate issue. It's a recipe. The Vagdish is Chavir. Because the Neach has a key initius in his mind. But suppose someone will be Bo and Yeshif of Knainis, Ham Yuchedes Lele Dibri, where the Odin was based on Shemaz Lele Dibri, then he will not be able to listen up according to Rabbon. And he will not even be able to be Sarese of the Vagdish in the Vagdish is Chavir. Because if there is a kosuf of Shulach and Pim Mechameir, it lies not only a koyet from Kim Yush, but from Kinyanishas in general. But then you rest. But then you rest. So maybe that's the pshat in the Ram. The Ram is chelik and Rashi in Tesis. According to Rashi in Tesis, so according to Rav Akiva, so Harufos is Eloshim Dushim, only according to the Amira who says that when Rav Akiva says Mureses, he means Mureses Mamash. But according to the Amira who says that when Rav Akiva says Mureses, he doesn't mean Mureses Mamash. He means Miuchedes, so then it's not Eloshim Dushim. Is that Eloshim Dushim? Because if it means Miuchedes, so in Shif Harufa David it doesn't have a Kiyanidush. He has a Kiyanishas, but not a Kiyanidush. Not a Kiyanidush, so really it's not a Washingdush. And the Ran is Chelik. The Ran says, even according to the Amir, who says, in Gid, that in Dalai, in Gid, in Dalai, Who says that from Gimel indeed the Tivle Kol the Rav Akiva that Shimcha Rufa has reference to Chet Shishima Chet Vachelim, but it doesn't, Rav Akiva doesn't mean New Reses Mamesh, but just New Chedes. So it, he doesn't, the Divli does not have a key in Dushim, but a key in Nishas he has in Chet Shavaschet. So the Mele, since he has a king Ishes in her, so the Mele Harufosi becomes a Lashon Dushim. Because what difference does it make? Whether it's a king Ishes of Dushim or it's some other king Ishes, as long as the Isha becomes connu to the husband, so the Mele becomes a Lashon Dushim. Lashon Dushim, just as Ishti is a Lashon Dushim. Hariat Ishti, so is the Kudeshes, the Gemara says. But the Lashon of Ishti is Shayach, Ligabi Beneach too, Eishet Beneach. And by Beneach, the husband does not have a key in Dushim. But he has another key, he has a key, she is free of him. He has a key in Ishes in her. He has a key in Nisa of Ishes in her. So Mele, it can become a Loshin Dush to Harufas. Masha'inkin, according to Rabbi Shmuel, so Shif Harufa does not mean Chetzo Shif or the Chetzo Baschede, Ham Yuchedes Hebe, but it means a regular Shif HaKnainis Ham Yuchedes Hebe. In a regular Shif HaKnainis, a Shif HaKnainis is not only Mufke of Dush, a Shif HaKnainis, because of the Tersakosov of Shuach and Pei Machameya, Madim Lachameya, so it's Mufke of Kienishes. So Mela Halken Harufosi be a Roshan of Dushan. Now let's turn today to the Ran again. Now again, where we left off now. Vakil in Mandela Hosan with the Kashaleah. Lee tops of the Kedushin Klaal, Kim the Ashkhon Loshan Harufa, being initious, the Nechrefes Hanim Muyuchedes, it's a Toy Sefer, not Muyuchedes, but Muyuchedes. The Ise Gabi Shifrochet Shevasrein, the Afal Gabri tops of the Kedushin, according to that Amere, אם מעולים את רב עקיבא, שייכם בו בסתחרוס שבו. So at least, in the סתחרוס, a Kienishes famous. So the fact that she is מיוחדת to the delivery, it affects a Kienishes in the חץ של בסחר. The delivery acquires a Kienishes in the חץ של בסחר. The Chetz Baschelus becomes Knuyo in the American sentence to him. Ki koma hariyat harufosi v'michavu nishim dushin lehani. V'nire shemifich hakosaf haram ben haram ben maimim zar v'firigimu milchasishes v'heine hariyat harufosi harei zan kudesh istam u'mashmoye v'chom mokeim משום בקיימון כרב עקיבא בחציו שפעו בחצב הסחירי הכוסוף מדבר הכוסוף מדבר but the Rambam can agree with Russian thesis because the Rambam passes like the Amire that חצי שפע that שפע הרופו means חצי שפע או חצב הסחירי המורסס ממש המקודשס לבנים not מיוחדת so that's why the Rambam passes The Torah have fossil, so is Mekudeshes in every place, not only in Yehudi. But the Rambam can agree with Rashi and Tesis, not after with the Ranchi. But the Ram mentions it because, I mean, without the Ram, one should say like Rashi and Tesis. Because for the same reason that everybody agrees that according to Rabbi Shmuel, Harufo is not a Rosh Kedush. Because Shif Haruf in the Torah has reference to a regular Shif of Nainis. And Michael is not deeply, so the Yehudi does not have a key Dushin in her. So the same thing should be true. I look at Rabbi Akiva according to the Hamelech, that Rabbi Akiva, when he says no reses, he doesn't mean no reses. And he means Miyuchedes. But again, if it's just Miyuchedes, so she's not Mikudeshes to them, she's just Miyuchedes. The Ram says, even if it means Miyuchedes, so it doesn't have a Kiyindushin in her, and Libri does not have in the Chetzev Aschirin a Kiyindushin, but a Kiyindishes it has. So Mele, a Kiyindishes is a Kiyin to Kiyindushin. So Mele, Chavufosi becomes a Loshin Dushin. But the question is, according to the Ram, so let's say the same thing according to Mishmuel too, because Rabbi Shmuel is made it that if somebody will be Mizanah with the Shabbat Maimis, he's not higher call. He's not higher notion. He's only higher notion if he's Mizanah with the Shabbat Maimis, that Mikhail is living. So apparently, there is a difference between this Shivat Naimis and a regular Shivat Naimis, who is not Yehudi's Levi. What's the difference? A regular Shivat Naimis is not attached to any husband. And this Shivat Naimis, who is Yehudi's Levi, is attached to a husband. Otherwise, so why is this Be'er higher notion and this Shivat Naimis higher is Ma'okis, and another Shivat Naimis who is not attached to any Yehudi, so is not higher is Ma'okis, and the Be'er is not higher call. So what's the difference? Because this Shivat Naimis is Mechelik al Yehudi. What do you think? She's attached. She belongs to the Yehudi. So that means that the Yehudi has a key and Nishas now. But if we come to the Ram, no, a Shabbat Maimis is Mufkas on the Kinyanishes. If he's Mufkas on the Kinyanishes, so in what way does the Torah imply that this Shabbat Maimis, who is attached to an Eved Ivri, is distinguished from another Shabbat Maimis, who is not attached to any Eved Ivri? So, we have to say that, of course, there is a difference between this Shifat Nais and the regular Shifat Nais, who is not attached to Elohim. Because this Shifat Nais is Miyuchedes to Elohim. What does Miyuchedes mean? How did Rashi explain that perhaps Miyuchedes, how did Rashi explain the reason as to why it's possible that Miyuchedesli is a Loshin Dushin? Why? Because Loshin Vehoyu Liposarecho. So in other words, according, why did Vehoyu Liposarecho? Because a husband and wife are one person. It's not just, you know, a nice expression, you know. Yeah, on a Hashkofa level. But it's a Halachic. There is identity of personality between husband and wife. The Ravid says that the Baal B'Ishke is postulated not like a Vishn Davishn, not like a Vishn Davishn, but like a Badoma, because Ishke is Gufet. So we have the Aloha on the Ravid. So by Baal B'Ishke, we do not say the Aloha of ايديش البطل المتصاص البطل الكولا ايديش البطل المتصاص البطل الكولا. In other words, if Moses says in the Sanhedrin that if someone says Pliny Boal Ishki who be achem mitzdarfim leho go a leho leho goy a voloi lahare desishte. Why? Because I'll give him the boy. So the Rebbe says only if someone says Pliny Boal Ishki. But suppose someone will say Pliny Boal Achisi Hamisul Yish. So in respect to the sister is a kohen. So then he will not be mitzuref to be chayav misa the bayer either, because of Yiddish Abadlon Tzos Abadlakulo. So why shouldn't we say in the case of Pliny Boal Yishki? Why does the Gemara say who the achem mitzarfin lehor goy avoloi lehor go? How is it lehor goy? Since the Yiddish is bottle in Gabi Ishte. So some mele we should say Yiddish bottle of Tzos Abadlakulo. So he says because Baal Bi Ishte we don't have to resort to it to a part. Because he's speaking Gufe, so it's like Moldova. Moldova, it's no Edis. When someone testifies against his sister, so then it is an Edis, but it's possible Edis. But when somebody testifies against himself, then it's a confession. It's not testimony, it's not Edis. When someone testifies against his wife, it's also a confession. It's like testifying against himself. So that's halacha of Ishtiki Gufi. So there is a locha of identity of personality between husband and wife. So that's a din. So this halacha can apply to Shifat Naimi Samuchadis Levi. Since there is a special halacha that the Odin can be Maisi and Shifat Naimi Samuchadis, so too, he doesn't acquire a kinitushin in her because a Shifre is Mufkas. A shifre is mufkas of tushit. A shifre is mufkas of tushit. And not he doesn't even require it in initiousness because of the zersakos of shulach and pin machameya and madim machameya. That implies that in a shifre you cannot have it in initiousness. But there is something, he has something in her. She is not a stranger unto him. If somebody is misane, who in the regular Shifat Naimis, who is not attached marriedly, so then there is no kohen, and there is no malchus. And if somebody is misane with this Shifat Naimis, who is attached marriedly, who was nimsa by the Odin to the marriedly, so then His high kohen and she is chayevis malchus. So there is something special about this Shifat Naimis. What's the special thing? Not that the Evadivri has a key initiative that she is community. No. The Shifat Naimis is mufkas of key initiative. But there is identity of personality. The Hoyu Liposa Rechot applies to this Shifat Naimis in the Evadivri. Because of the special Zelsakos of Madin of Hitler. So, Madin of Hitler Isha. So, number that he can be Macy or Ship of Minds. And then, it's like one person. But that's not a Lashon Yushin. So, according to Rabbi Akiva, that it means Chetze Ship or Chetze Baschel, Ham Yuchelet or Yudibri, even though there is no King Yushin. But there is a key initiate. So that's a key to Kedushin. So mele it becomes Lashon Kedushin. Because there is a similarity between the key initiate and the key in Kedushin. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, that she is a regular Shifat Naimis, so she is Nufkas of key initiate. There is a special because, of course, she becomes attached to everything. Of identity of personality. So because of that, there is a few of God. But the key initiative doesn't have that. Now let's turn again to the Vivonisi Shihicho and Ram Hilchefshe, the two olive Russian Harufo, Sheperoshe in Luedes, Mishulise the Hetcher Basherin, Niomo Brio, the Shaikabo Dushu Murit, Uchsid Boroshi Yut, Bafun Hochem Sakalon, Luedes Lima. Why should Haruf, the Rambam Shit, that's Rashi Shit and the Tzeitzi Shit, it's not only Rambam Shit. That according to Rabbi Akiva, that it means Chazishim Chesed Baschel and Chesed Leibri, Samir Harufosi becomes a Losh and Yush. So, why did you not have an Abaye in respect to Yeredes? But there it certainly is Yush. Because the Torah says, that the Odin can be miyayit, the Omo of Rio, what does it mean miyayit? Mikadisha. And still, so why shouldn't that become Rosh Nishu? But Lochem Sapkun Yedis Limau. The only Kashi, he says, Mid, the only Kashi of Mid, the Rosh Nishu, the Chsish Bomo of Rio, Rosh Nishu, the Vadai, in other words, that the yud that is mentioned in the Torah is not to be understood in the sense of dushi. It means dushi, but what it means, Lo Yodeno, it means it shall be designated. And how will the designated be determined? By being Mikadosh. But it means designated or destined. If she is destined for the son, Lo Yodeno. I mean, if they will two individuals walk together without designating it, at first determining it, and the destining it, deciding it, but Yodeno means decided, designated. אבל חרופוסית אבי אישס, תחת ששיב החת בסחירים, אפשר שהוא ימיוחד. אלו מי או כך? כאילו דיבאי היא בגמור. But he's still massive. And the Rambam passes that חרופוסי in any place is in Budeshes. Why? Because we pass like Habakide and the Ram is חייק. He says, that since the Gemara had an Abaye original in respect to many Mishnayos, and then the Gemara had an Abaye in respect to Harufosi, so just as the Gemara says Teiku in respect to Mishnayos, 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 Atzorosi, Tusosi, and so on, so Mele, it remains a Abaye Yifshite in respect to Harufosi also. That's what the answer. We are new Hokashi. King the Bai Bimore. How fussy. Mau the Lipitish came in the dishes more. Elo Bihude. Nay, the Nikoga have a sphere lady with dishes. We mandoma the Hatishi Mahatabasrena Hospitabe here, according to Havamine. So the Gemara was saying, דתי, חרופה, אסלח לי, זכת שיבו חשפס חלק. So then, she's Mikdashis, let me praise. So that was only in the Halamineh, when the Gemara assumed that a new expression has to be introduced to the price. But when the Maskoneh, the Gemara, was chaser from the new expression in the price, so then the Gemara held differently. Nei din korav sur in bedesh van der lekh shikhet shina in tabe kim da haben mi soli kim da haben mi soli ko khavit khale hi khnis mi khahot nim yes es muro go nekh shu de sheni do vada lu yere un shokh mashma kharufos name sofi kim bedesh sa alright this will be enough for today now but for tomorrow I want to continue that in But, in order to make it easier for myself and for yourself, so you should go over the Sugya in Gittin. The Sugya in Gittin, starting that in Gimel Medal, the boy of Misha Chetzer Ered, the Chetzer Vachere, Shechidish Baschere, up to on the base, the star there, Omar Avun Bakhtine, Omar Avitzok, Maise Nisha Ahas, Sechetcher Shif of the Chetcher Basrech. And you look up also the Rambam, and that's Sugi, I mean how the Rambam passes in the Gav to Chetcher Shif of the Chetcher Basrech, the Dushan Stilkes, and the Rambam in Luches Yim of Chet Akafkisis Membe of Chetcher Shikho Chetcher Basrei Shem Skatcho Merugei in Shtachiro because of in Skatcho Lishimei and then also the Rambam in respect to the Machlekes between Rav Yisrael Bachome and Rav Zeire in the case of Chetcher Shikho Chetcher Basrei Shem Skatcho Merugei in Shtachiro because of Niskacho Lishime, whether Pogu Gushevishi or Gomu Gushevishi.